Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Throw me out.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmask with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say thank you to all of my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone around the world. And I just checked. We have 40 countries tuning in around the world. We added Brazil, Argentina, and South Korea. So, yay, they listening in. And the show tonight is going to be a hot one. If you want to talk to our guests, please hit the number one key if you dial 347-945-6003 because we're going to talk about, is it okay for married couples to have open relationships, especially if there's frequent erectile dysfunction. But you know something, before I bring my guest on, I got to say hi to my co-host because the switchboard is lit up. Chris, you'd like to say something real quick, darling?
Hello.
Hey, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Me too.
To the show?
Just, you know, thanks to our 40 countries for tuning in, and thanks for everybody for tuning in, and, you know, sit back, stay cool, relax, and enjoy.
That's right. We're going to have some fun because our guest, Mrs. Cora. Oh, Mrs. Cora McNamee, this lady, shoot, man. She done opened up the Pandora's box because somebody already got their hand up. But before I open that up to that person who might be on Skype because I can't see any numbers, I'm going to first say my opinion. You know, if I'm married to somebody, I don't want to act like a knucklehead right out the gate. So what I would do, if my husband's having a problem getting it up, baby, let's go to the adult shop. Let's get some toys, you know. And if you okay with that, rock my world. What you want me to do? Bend over, stand up, whatever. We can do that, you know. But if that's not happening, then, hey, you know something? We have to reevaluate that open relationship. So, Ms. Cora, before I ask you any questions, I'm going to let this guest who got their hand up, and anybody who want to ask a question to my guest, hit the one key, because if you don't hit the one key, you're going to stay muted, you know. And I just want y'all to know I have my animals behind me. You know, they're getting all excited because they see me getting excited. But needless to say, whoever it is that's on Skype, because your number is not showing and your hand is up, I just opened your mic. What is your question? What is your name?
Yes, hello. I'm Solution. Hi, how are you?
Hey,
and
Solution.
I saw your Yes. I saw your subject here, and I just thought about it. I said, you know, I've never heard a coherent argument as to why this should be the case. And this is especially true if children are involved, because this never works out. I think either counseling or some sort of physical and or emotional therapy should be put in place. But look, this waters down the relationship, bringing in strangers and this sort of thing, opening it up to diseases and just other undesirable influences. I don't think that's ever a good option. Again, the counseling, both physical and or mental and emotional, should be the fallback as opposed to allowing strangers within the confines of a very sacred type of relationship.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this before I bring on Ms. Cora. You know, that's fine, counseling and everything. And, you know, we all got our opinions. But, you know, me per se, I mean, you know, if you young and vivacious or you old and still getting it on, you know, and then you want to tell me that, hey, because you can't get it up and you don't want to use toys, that I'm stuck, wrong answer, because sex is a very big part of a relationship, because if the sex ain't good, somebody's going to step out. You know, that's the reality. Yeah, we can go see counseling, but counseling ain't going to make this thing get hard. You can put a condom on.
Yes, ma'am, but I didn't say don't use toys. If I just may continue. First of all, I didn't say exclude toys. I did not say that. Yeah, but I would say this. We were talking about inviting other people. And I would say before doing that, I would say go ahead and dissolve the relationship, because that just seems sort of cowardly and, like I say, inappropriate. Go ahead and dissolve the relationship if it's absolutely not working and it can't work. But anyway,
well,
those are just my.
I'm getting ready to bring my guest on. Would you like to
thank you very much.
Because you want to ask her a question, or do you want me to put you back in mute status?
Sure, I can pose the question to her. Sure.
Okay. Well, Ms. Cora, you got the floor, baby. Tell us what you want to tell us. This is your time to shine.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hey, baby.
My name is Cora. I'm open to any question you may have, and I totally respect everything that you have to say as well.
Okay, should I proceed with the question?
Yes.
I'm speaking to the host.
Sure, go right ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, hi. Nice to meet you, ma'am. Look, what I said, the question is, should married couples have open relationships? And I would say virtually always this is a bad idea. Work on the relationship, work within the confines of the relationship, or dissolve the relationship. And I particularly see this as being horrible, if children are involved, because it brings in a lot of confusion, strangers, like I say, potentially diseases and this sort of thing. So I think the relationship is very private and sacred, marriage, I should say. Marriage is very private and very sacred, and I don't think mm-hmm. it should be haphazardly opened up to this kind of trauma, because I think this will just produce more trauma. And I think the evidence is clear that that's what happens when someone opens their relationship up to strangers.
Well, Solution, I want to thank you for your statement. I'm going to put you in mute status. But
sure, thank you.
Anytime. You know, you can press the one for the hand to go down, but if you got another question, you can repress it and it'll come back on. But I just have to say this, Ms. Cora. The show is called Unmasked. We all have our story to tell. Now, I hear what he said, you know, but I'm not sure you wanted to have an open relationship where your husband will meet my guy I want to be with. It's not that show on TV, Brother Husband. It just came out. That's crazy. I don't know what. But anyway, I thought this was something like you just did on a down low without hurting somebody's feelings. Go and get your thing, you know. Get your thing wet. So what's the real deal?
Well, the real deal, respectfully so, coming from where the caller was coming from, I can understand that, but that's not the case that I'm in. Actually, we're great. I have no issues. We get along. We're both successful. We have great careers. I won't say what, but we make alone each other in the wellness six figures. So we have no issue on that. It's just that we've been together for about 5 years and he had an issue prior to. I went in a situation, we moved really fast. We met, we got married, got engaged, dated all in 1 year. COVID hit, we sped up the wedding, you know, so I was in a situation that I thought that he wanted to wait until marriage in order to consummate our marriage because mm-hmm. of his religion beliefs. But come
right.
to find out, he after the fact, which I respected, we are two different races, by the way, and he is about close to roughly almost 10 years older than I am. But I am well in my 40s, you know, so it's not that it's a young, you know, I mean, older man seeking a younger woman type of situation. It's just that we got along so great and we've done other things. It's just that we didn't cross that bridge until after marriage, and that's when I found out that he had an issue. We did go to counseling, by the way. And pretty much in a nutshell, they said that when a man loses, especially for exponential years, it's like a muscle, and it has to do with, you know, mental as well, that is
mm-hmm.
out of sight, out of mind, and there's no desire. I've tried everything, and trust me, you know, I didn't lack in any department of trying in every situation. You know, I thought I went through a depression afterwards. I was like, it's in me, you know, I went through diet.
Right.
You know, losing weight. you know, changing up my, you know,
that.
Style.
You know, because you feel
you know,
like you were not desirable. Why my husband don't want me? What's really going on? I'm putting on a fancy lingerie and stuff. I mean, come on now. You know, I can feel, I can understand the depression. But, you know, like that guy Solution said, I see you went to a therapist. Did anyone get him tested for being a diabetic? Because that will cause problems with erectile dysfunction. Did he have any medical issues that will cause that?
Correct, you know, and, I mean, we tried medicine and things of that nature, you know, but he was so far gone that he suppressed the pills, you know, to the fact that it was just too much for it to, so it just didn't, it became like more of a way past a job or a certification, you know, it's just that it just was just too much. So I, after 3 years, I asked, you know, do you mind if I to have an open marriage, and we have stipulations and rules to what I can and what I can't do.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
At first, he said he would think about it. I mean, it wasn't an argument or anything of that nature. We don't argue. And he kept saying he'll think about it. And then it was to the point that I said that, well, at the time that I met him, I was 36, and I was like, I'm not going to be at 36. Year old virgin. I'm not dying at 36. Just, I'm not
doing that.
Whoa,
that's
you know, when you get to 40, that is your prime, you know. So I was already, and it went before that with, you know, I was like, well, at least can we try having a child, you know. Because I said I wanted one more prior to, he doesn't have any children. I have one prior to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, she's well in her teens at this moment, so, but I got up to 40, and now I'm like, well, that shit done sailed, you know, he just, and it, when you don't, when you're not intimate in that way, everything else fails, you know, like, your friendship starts to dwindle, so it kind of becomes like a business more relationship more than anything.
I truly understand. But Ms.
You know, Ford, you have a roommate, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. Those are roommate status, got into the friend zone. But my co-host Chris got a question, and then I see Solution what got a question again. So, Chris, go ahead and ask your question before I open up Solution's mic.
Okay, yeah, Ms. Cora, my first question to you is, I heard a little bit about open relationships. Is it more common with sex or without sex?
What?
Well, actually, my openness wasn't, like, broad. Like, I wasn't going out and just saying, like, me just go ahead and get every, you know, Tom, Dick, and Harry. I actually met, you know, someone, and I've been with one person, so.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't know if you knew, the statistics, if one was more common than the other. That's.
And actually the person that, you know, I have, you know, he actually knows about my situation. So it's not that I'm playing, you know, games and things of that nature.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to open up Solution's mic because he got another question because his hand didn't go down. So, Solution, you have another question for all guests?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think I didn't hear the guest name clearly stated.
Ms. Cora.
Ms. Cora?
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, you know, she raised some very important issues that I think are so seminal to relationship, early relationship information, and that is passing substantive information about one's health, about one's proclivities, so on and so forth. I think a lot of people just sort of get lost in the sauce, and they spend a whole lot of meaningless time opposed to transferring valuable information, especially if the relationship is going to move forward. Because from what I think I understood Ms. Cora saying is that this gentleman had definite health problems that apparently were not disclosed. They didn't talk about that. So my point is just simply this. People should spend more time talking about adult issues, real issues, as opposed to just being in fantasy land during the dating period. And some people have dubbed the dating period a period of gathering necessary data. And I think this would have been very important information to have shared early on. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Solution. Thank you for your comment. I'm getting back to you, Ms. Cora. Now, I hear what Solution said, and he's absolutely right. Do you think that maybe your husband, because he was so enamored by you, that he thought, well, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to lose her? Because a lot of people think that, well, I'm just having this issue right now because what was probably going on in his life prior to you, and maybe he didn't realize how bad that it really was, you know? So do you think that because his affection and, you know, fascination with you is why he didn't bring that up, or do you think that he didn't know it was a problem to that degree?
No, he knew the problem to that degree because I reached out to the person he was with prior to me that he was with for 5 years prior to me, and she said it was the same situation, you know. So you have to realize, like, prior to when he said it was, like, he wanted to wait because he was Mormon, okay? But we did other stuff prior too. So, I mean, we were very, like, active in other things and doing other things of that nature that he would do to me. But it just, everything changed when we moved in together. I mean, dates stopped. It just dwindled from there. And once I got married, I mean,
immediately, or
it was
like maybe a couple of months in?
No, it was immediately. I just think he liked the fact that we had the house, the cars, how our family looked, how you can present me and his situation and what he does for work, you know. And, I mean, so when I say it was kind of like, okay, for me it was like a catch-up 2020 because I felt like we were going somewhere, and I wasn't dating at the time, so, and we ended up working together. So that's how we met. And it just went from there, but it just, I guess, we did get married, dated, and got engaged all in 1 year at the same time, too. So it's like a lesson learned, but it's just, we are happy. We do have a great life. I mean, you've been to our home, you know. We get things done. We work. We have no problems. You know, as far as anything else of that nature, he is considerate. I don't have to want for anything and vice versa. But other than that, it's just that one thing that is lacking. And I feel as though if I can get that elsewhere and I have a, you know, fall in love and be in that situation, then why
well,
not?
Ms. Cora, you know, you're right. You got a good husband, good provider, and all of those things. And he can't change medically, but have you asked him prior to asking for an open relationship, have you asked him, honey, are you willing to try toys? Can we do something, try to see if we can get him stimulated? Because a lot of times people are into just plain missionary sex. And that gets boring. I don't care. You know, if you don't do something to spice it up, it gets tiring. People don't want to even do it because, oh, no, I got to perform for a few minutes, you know. You know, it's just like, you know. But you got to keep the sex spontaneous, turn it on, lively. Because
I'm sorry, Ms. Perry, but there's nothing about me that is boring, okay?
Oh, my God.
I done tried everything. I'm just fine, honey, okay? There
okay,
is nothing that's even close to remotely boring. Okay, I'm on vacation on this broadcast right now, so there's
okay,
nothing.
Well, I hear you, baby. Well, go ahead, Chris. Ask your question, baby.
All right. Well, Miss Cora, hopefully this question's better than my last one. But I have friends who have open relationships, and they, you know, they set boundaries with each other. Where when you ask your husband for an open relationship, did you guys set any boundaries, or was it just a free-for-all?
Well, yes. Okay. So for one, of course, there's no making – there's everything is safe, what I do, okay? The one who said about diseases and things of that nature, I don't have unprotected sex, and I've been with one person. It's just, for on my end, I can separate me then, and it's not like I live two different lives, but it's kind of in a way I do, because you kind of get close to the person that you are having intimate relationship with. Now, keep in mind, I still try to ask my husband to go on dates. He's just too busy. He just has no time for me besides surface conversations. You know, bills got to be done, stuff has to be fixed on the house, things of that nature. But it's like our friendship has dwindled. So when I have a relationship with this other person, I get everything that I'm not getting on my other side. So I feel as though it's a balance. My husband's an introvert. He doesn't like to go out. I get to see, I moved to a new state. I didn't have any family. It was just me and our daughter, you know? And I felt as though if you lived here, you're from here, you would go out. We didn't do anything. So I didn't see my town until I met this one person that I end up in. So it just comes to affiliation when that my other person is starting to fall in love, and that's when it gets tricky.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. I know that your husband's a workaholic, good provider, good man. You know, do you let him know when you're going out to be with that other guy, or do you make it seem like, I'm just going to hang out with the girls so you don't hurt his feelings? Because when you got a good man, even though he got erectile dysfunction, you don't want to hurt their feelings, you know, because he's a good man. Then that's a medical thing. So do you lie about who you're going out with when you have to have those moments of dipping out of the marriage with the other guy?
Well, to be honest, and I'm being really blunt and I'm telling the truth, he doesn't ask. It's a don't act. It's kind of like hear no evil, see no evil. Obviously, I'm going out. When I'm out, he doesn't give me a call. He doesn't give me a text or anything. I'll come home and he's taking off my shoes. He's rubbing my feet, you know. But keep in mind, we sleep in different bedrooms as well at the moment. So, and we've done that for a long time now. Because that was his way of saying, because he didn't want me to feel like I had an urge to have sex or something like that, because we have had arguments about it, you know. So when we're in a bed, we're not intimate or kind of make, because he thinks that I'm going to be riled up or something like that, or I might bring up the subject to do something and he knows he can't. So he's comfortable with sleeping in the guest room.
Okay, now, what have the doctors said which is causing his condition? I mean, it's irreversible?
Well, if he put it in the way of saying that if a male works out and he's real muscular, and then he stops working out and his muscle turns into fat. So if a man is not motivated and so many, you know, and he can't connect, correct, is that he doesn't even wake up. I mean, I feel bad. Like, he makes it. Then a way it kind of makes me feel like, you know, because I know I'm like, you know, I'm that person. You get me. I'm a freak and a cheat, you know. And for me, prior to him, I was celibate for a long time. And I'm thinking, okay, I met someone. I'm going to be, okay, we're together forever. And for me not to get it, I mean, how would you feel if you go on vacations and it's just pretty much like you enjoy going out, and then at the end of the night you can't do nothing. You go on your honeymoon, you don't do nothing. But playing, you know what I mean? And it's just like at a point you just get to a breaking point, but everything else is good other than that. So it's like, okay, well, I didn't ask, I didn't cheat at first. It's not like I said, hey, I went behind his back. You know, I literally had the conversation and I talked about it. And this is after counseling, this is after years. I mean, we're going on year five. So is going to be at a point that, okay, well, you know.
So this was known to you right after I got married that first year?
Well, yes, because it's just like, well, we tried, you know. And, I mean, he's at a point that he's medical, like, he has to get an incision in order for it to work. And who wants to do that right before? Who wants to get a you know, needle put in, you know, there just to get in the mood, you know. So it's kind of like, who's doing all that?
Well, we want to keep his wife, you know, because this other person you're dealing with, like you said, they might fall in love because you're a good woman. You got it going on. You're making good money. Got a beautiful home. And so a lot of men, you know, they want a mate that can bring something to the plate. So, you know, he might want to try to undermine your husband, you know, and I kind of like feel bad because do your husband even try to use toys and keep you interested? Does he even try? Or is it like,
I had so many toys. It was to the point that I thought I was getting carpet tunnel in my hand.
Damn.
And
girl.
I thought, so I said, I said, I feel as though my shower head shouldn't be the best of what I got in my day, you know?
Okay.
That shouldn't have to wait. I want something else to wake me up in the morning. And I feel as though, like, don't get me wrong, like, if oral sex was an Olympic sport, he would get the platinum medal. But I would, if that's the case, I would have been with a female if that's all you're giving, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, that's usually the foreplay, you know, before you get it in some type of way. I don't want that to be the appetizer, dinner, and the dessert, you know, like.
I truly understand, you know, because I've been celibate for a lot of years. But it's not because I haven't ran into nobody. I just chose that the people I ran into, they weren't good enough for me. And I felt like the older that you get, I'm not going to lower my standards, you know. And so the people that's in the vicinity where I live, you know, I'm not trying to deal with no scrub. I'm not trying to have anybody think they're going to come over here and I'm going to take care of you. Nope, 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 nope. The person that could have been with me, they're in a whole different state, so. I'm just going to leave that alone. But, Chris, you got another question?
Yes, my next question is, Ms. Corey, do you have any advice for people who are interested, like who've never had an open relationship and are, you know, there's, like, any advice for, like, new people or, like, people who've never experienced this since it's been so successful for you?
Well, for me, when I just say go to what you know. For me, I just wanted to find someone that I could have an intimate relationship with, you know, with no string attached, and go in with that mindset and stick with that mindset and don't get your feelings attached. Because if you get emotionally attached, that's when things get rough and I feel like you're crossing the line. And then actually go to your significant other and ask for open relationship. See, in my case, it's one-sided. I'm the one with open relationship, and my husband stays home all day. You have to be in that mindset that if it's on both sides, that if you're a jealous type of person, you know, or how would you be able to handle that coming, you know, knowing that your husband is having a sexual relationship with another woman. But at the same time, most people have open relationships, so they'd rather them not cheat and them to know about it versus the fact that, you know, so it's all about the reason why you're going to do it and why you're going to do it. I feel as though I was at the point of real return, and I tried every avenue and that I feel as though that I've done, and we were both okay with it, you know. I do come home. My household don't miss a beat, you know. He's not the breadwinner. I actually make more money than he does. So that's not the case, you know, and on my end. So if I really wanted to go somewhere and can I leave? Yes, I can. I've had my own before I met him. But it's just the fact that this has worked out in my situation. And he doesn't feel pressure to have sex with me. And he doesn't have to have that conversation and feel, because what man, you're going to have to feel belittled in some type of way so that he can't satisfy the woman that he wants to be with. But he doesn't. When I'm out, he doesn't call me. He doesn't ask me where I am. I don't get questions. So I'm open. He has my passwords. It's open. If he wants to go, he can go. If I want to go, if I can go. But we just, this situation just happens to work out like this.
So
that's great.
Well, what happens?
And he still has dinner every night.
Okay. Well, But what happened on Valentine's Day or your anniversary? Is it different on those days? Does he muster up what he need to satisfy you? Because those are only a couple of days out of a year. Can he perform then? Get his hit in the game?
No, we actually don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. And that's just on us, because every day, honestly, is Valentine's Day. We there's random times we just out the week or out the month that we give each other a gift or something like that. So that's on me. I'm not a Valentine's Day person, you know. So I don't need a day for him to signify what he does. It shows all year round.
Well, you know, I'll just say this. It just seems unfortunate that you are a good woman, he's a good man, and that one little thing is creating that issue. I wish there was something that I could figure out or look up and find a way to correct what he's going through, because it's hard to find a good man and a good woman these days, and y'all both are good people, and it's just so sad that I can't let him have the experience that he want to have, because I'm sure, I'm not a man, but I'm sure that if I had an issue where I couldn't perform sexually and I had a guy that I wanted to be with, it would be affecting me some kind of way. You know, I'd be like, dang, what can I do, you know? So I'm sure as a man, it got to creep in his conscience somewhere along the line, like, dang, man, what's going on? She done gone out, I'm not going to call her, yeah, but somebody else is with my wife, you know? Oh, I just wish I could fix it, but I can't, you know. What has the therapist said when you went to them? What was their suggestion?
Well, actually, he started going by himself, and then I got brought in. So he was going at first. And as far as, because I'm more of a dominant person, and he's more of the, you know, go with the flow, what I say, you know, go type of person. And for me, they were just trying to make me understand the fact that once it's out there, if he doesn't even think about sex. It's not even, I mean, I could walk around, you know, naked or anything like that, and he just sees me. He's not saying, like, oh, I'm going to tag that, I'm going to get it before I leave for work or, you know, and I'm not used to that, you know, so.
I know, because you used to black man, they'd jump on you like rabbits, pow, you know, let me see a little something, they think it's time to turn up.
I mean, I can go outside around the corner, you know, and anyone, so I went through a really deep, deep depression, you know. You know, really trying, like, because, you know, I'm a different race and things of that nature, like, is it that or, you know, maybe in the beginning you saw something then, you know, or whatever, did I, you know, gain weight or whatever. So I went to, and I was just like, I got to the point I was like, no, because even I'm still getting it at this weight or, so I just had to sit them down and just say, hey, you know, my sunshine means, you know, I need something. You got to give me something. You know, I don't want to rely on toys. I mean, who wants to really do that? I want something to be done to me, not for me to do something to myself.
Girl, that visual, you know, I was saying, dang.
I did. I'm telling you, and they dumped it out the rose. Then when the rose came out, oh, Lord, I'm just like, I can't even do this in bed. I got to be in the shower. I was like, oh, my God. I was sipping words, taking PTO hours out. I was like, oh, Lord, then I got the rose out. This is the best thing since sliced bread. And then I was like, I just can't, you know. I need something, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm fortunate enough that my little go-to box, like you got yours, that's been hitting on that box for a long time. I said, I'm not messing with that. I said, I'm not trying to smell like rubber or none of that stuff. I said, stay tight and right. When the right person come along, you know, so people say what they want to say. I don't have no dysfunction, but I'm waiting for the right person to make me feel my heart and my mind on the same accord, you know. because you're lucky. You got a good man who's understanding, but I'm, you know, it's just sad that everything is not functioning for you, because I'm sure it got to bother him too. He might not verbalize it, you know, but especially because I used to be a Mormon, and you said your husband was a Mormon, and they believe in being sealed for life after they die, you know, in the temple and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, he must have a lot of conflicting things going on in his head. But, Chris, if you got a chance, ask the question, because we're running out of time. We got 4 minutes on the clock. You got a question, ask it now before we go. Or anybody else in the studio, he's the number one key. Make it quick.
Yeah, I guess my question is, I'm glad this works for you. You've been so open about your experiences with your husband. How does he feel about you being so open, like, you know, publicly about it? Is he okay with it?
I did talk to him before I went, and he supports all that I do. So,
mm-hmm.
And it's an open topic. So, as long as I didn't say his name, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Solomon and the other callers on the line. I don't know who you are because I just see the last four digits. But thank you. And Ms. Cora, thank you for being so open, because a lot of people have probably is going through the same thing. And one thing I take away from this is that be honest, be open like you have been, you know, because you got to communicate. People are not mind readers, you know, so I applaud you in doing that. I understand your dilemma. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe a cure will come out for that down the road. Who knows? But age ain't got nothing to do with it because, hey, my daddy, he was an old man in his 80s, and they were still, you know, doing what they got to do. So, you know, age is nothing but a number. But I want to thank you again. You have a blessed weekend. Anytime you want to come back on.
Thank you for having me. Anytime.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anybody out there listening, if you want to be a guest on my show, leave me a text at 443-956-8753. And we're going to make it do what it do. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Ms. Cora, have a blessed weekend. Chris, thank you for being here. And our guests and listeners, thank you for tuning in. And
thank you, guys. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Got you, baby. And that's a wrap.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad.